My first sports are also a mountain sport. It was climbing, rock climbing. So I doing that in the association and clubs for 8 years, and always doing mountain sport like ski also, and cycling also.
Welcome or welcome back to the Virtran podcast, Running Long. I'm your host, Francesco Puppi. I'm a professional athlete for Nike and also a Virtran coach. Today's guest is Benjamin Rubiol, the 2023 Trail Running World Champion from France. Benjamin won the world title in the long race in Innsbruck on an 80-kilometer course with 6,000 meters of elevation in a dominating fashion. We catch up with Benjamin to know how he's doing and how he's structuring his training in this first part of the season, his goals for 2024, some curiosities about his still very, very young career and the World Championship race last year, his studies in environmental science and forest management. Please excuse me if the quality of the audio of this podcast is not ideal, but I really appreciated Benjamin taking the time to record this episode. Before we go, for those who are new here, Virtran is the number one training app for trail and ultramarathon runners of all levels. Our mission is to make trail running accessible to everybody everywhere through affordable coaching. With your Virtran subscription, you will get a personal coach who checks in with you each week to answer your questions, adjust your training plan, and keep you accountable and inspired. This year, Virtran is once again the official online coaching for the UTMB Mont Blanc event. Discover more on our app and unlock your best finish ever with Virtran. For those of you who want to give training with Virtran a try, you can take 30% off your first month of training with the code RUNNINGLONG30. So here we go. Please welcome Benjamin Rubiol. Benjamin Rubiol, welcome to the Running Long podcast.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm really fine today, and you?
I'm pretty good. I was just writing a post on Instagram that I finished my road season because I tend to focus on some road running to build my speed during the winter, but now I'm really looking forward to go back to the trails and spending more time in the mountains. So ready to go on with the next block of training, basically. And you, what does this season look like for you, and what point are you at in your preparation for your goals in the summer and maybe in the spring?
Okay, really nice. Yes. So this winter I have skiing a lot in a ski activity, because I'm living really, really approach of the snow mountains, so it's really, really good to practice this activity, and also continue to run some kilometers, and working some fast abilities, and doing some cross country competition also.
Yeah, I saw you were. You posted a video of, I think, a few weeks ago that you were running some cross country race.
Yes, of course, and it's for me a manner to training generally my potential to go to the main trail set.
Of course. And what are your goals for 2024? Like, do you have any race scheduled? Do you have any big goals for the summer?
Yes, of course. Habitually, I done my biggest races during the summer, and this year I will run with the European Trail Running Championship in Annecy. It's an arena where I know very well, and to begin the season, I will participate to the to my national championship in trail running also. And you?
Yeah, I'm planning to do a couple of races in the United States actually. So I will run a 50K near Seattle and a 50 mile in California, that is Lake Sonoma. So those will be the first two races of my season. And then I will try to qualify for the European Championship, but not in the trail race, but in the uphill race, because I want to try something different. I think is a good challenge for me. So hopefully I will be in Annecy, but not in the trail race. So unfortunately not an opportunity to race you.
And have you planned some road marathon races or half
No,
marathon?
not for this year. I just ran an half marathon, but it was like mostly like as a training. But then now I'm not doing any more road races for this year because I want to focus on trails. And yeah, I'm really ready to go back to the trails and spend more time in the mountains now.
Okay.
Yeah. So we don't know very much about you. Like, you're not one of the athletes that is like always under the spotlight and on everyone's mouth, despite, of course, being a world champion because you won the gold medal in the long trail in Innsbruck last year. So we would like to know a bit more about you, where do you live, and especially how you got to trail running. How did you start running, and how you discovered the trails?
Okay, I've been trying to explain a bit more. So, I live in French Alps in the department of Savoya. I starting to run when I was in high school, so around 15 years old, but already know this activity by my father and mother that are running for a long time. And myself, my first sports are also a mountain sport. It was climbing, rock climbing. So I doing that in the association and clubs for 8 years, and always doing mountain sport like ski also, and cycling also. So all my discipline are in the mountains, that I can say. And for competition, I am doing a turn around 20 years old, and join a high level team in my area. So their name Team Odlo, and passing 3 years in this group to discover what is the high level running. So here I am today.
And so right now you're sponsored by Team Odolo and Ultra Running. Do you have a training group where you live, like other athletes that you train with, or do you train mostly on your own?
Yes, I have a lot of person
Cool.
around me. The first one was Camille, my love, and she is running a lot too.
Yeah.
I have also a dog that love to be in mountain, and some friends. They are living in Mont Blanc Valley, so
Near Chamonix.
yes, I can
Yes.
meet a lot of person.
Cool. And we must remember that you're still, I think you're 24, right?
Yes.
So like really, really young, and you won a world championship when you were just 23. How did you start running in the longer distances? Like, I think when you were 22, you ran CCC, and then you tried the Diagonal des Fous in Réunion that year. What inspired you to run these longer distances? Because I think when you started, you were more focused like on shorter distance and skyrunning. I think you had a really good result at Skyrace de Montezemolo in 2021. You were second. So like just tell us a little bit how you discovered the ultra, like ultra running and the ultra races of our sport.
Yes, so you can say that you are good documentation. So I think during my first steps on running, I'm thinking to trying long runs. So that's I always focus on because I like this type of effort. And when you are running before 20 years old in my country, you can't doing a long competition. A bit of locking to keep a type some hills to the group of young runners. And when I was 20, I signing more long runs, and that's maybe the a kind of my first great competition. And I'm actually already thinking that the ultra running is will be my main discipline during
Yeah, of course, because you proved that you can be very, very strong. So it makes sense. Can you tell us a little more about the race in Réunion, so Diagonal des Fous? Because I know that is very important for French people, because La Réunion is part of France also, and it's really a legendary race in France, but maybe not as famous in other parts of the world. So what was that experience like, and how was the atmosphere of the race?
Yes, I think it's a unique races because a lot of people they love this race, and it's a great event for the island. And also it's a unique races because for 100 mile it is a very hard race from the territory and the climate also. And in this time I would like to do a trip for myself and with friends, and it was for me a good opportunity to going there for a long trip. And also I think doing this parcours of Diagonal des Fous was the best manner to discover all the island.
Yeah.
So it was a good thing to go to race.
Did you feel like you were prepared for the distance and the challenges of the terrain, or did you feel like a very big thing for you?
I think it
Because I
was
mean, you were only 22, so it's like not super common to find people who run 100 miles in such technical terrain at 22. So to me, that's very impressive. And I wanted to know more about it.
I think always the first experience of 100 mile was disappointed, and you always find surprises, and I don't even know runners who have a perfect race for their first ultra trail.
Yes, of course.
But the experience was really, really rich, and no regret to go there.
Cool. Yeah. I think you know, maybe it wasn't your perfect race, but you definitely learned something. At least you tried something new. You could see whether you like or not the 100-mile distance. And now, even if you are just 24, you already have some experience in that event. So I think this is really important, really cool. Of course, I also wanted to ask you more about the World Championship last year, because it was a very, very special race to follow. I was there, of course. It was the day after my race in Innsbruck on the short trail, where I placed sixth. And it was super exciting to follow the long trail with, of course, I knew many athletes, but of course I was mostly cheering the Italian team, and some people were doing really well. So talk about that day in Innsbruck, and yeah, of course, like what winning that race meant for you. And also, I think you also became world champion with the Team France, with Thibaut Garivier, who plays fourth, and Baptiste Chassagne, who was in the top 20. So for France, it was like a very special day, considering that also the woman won both the individual and the team event in the long competition. So what was it like for you?
Yes, you are good to resume that moment. You also speak about the national team who have done a big job, and
yeah,
for women also. So for us, we all enjoy the territory where was taking the race. So there are really good mountains, and also really good organization, and we are all very happy of our group, and how to say, and for me it was a kind of surprise to run this one today.
Yeah, you, of course, you weren't among the favorites before the race. Like, nobody was thinking that you could even reach the podium, I think. Maybe a top 10, but honestly, I didn't know you before this race, because like you weren't one of the top athletes who were signed up to the competition. So it was like a big surprise to see you moving up through the rankings, because you started pretty conservatively, like pretty slow, maybe outside the top 15. It was a pretty fast start, as I remember. And then you moved up in top 10, top 5. And then it was like, it wasn't until the very last climb that you took the lead of the race. So like, it felt like you were running like a veteran, even if you were only 23, and everyone was like super impressed about your performance there. Did you like, were you feeling very good in training? How was the preparation leading up to that race, and how confident were you in your possibilities?
Yes, so I sharing to train myself in trails that are similar of the Innsbruck race. So hill and uphill that are clearly similar, and also for the technicity of the trails, and doing a lot of power in them. I don't think to result in the finish, but from the weeks before, I know that I could done one of my best results if I look to my own potential. So that was I found to try to find in this race, and I'm lucky to compare the result that I done a best performance than the others.
Yeah. What did you think when you passed Andreas Reiter on the last climb? Because he was in first and you were second, just at the bottom of the last climb. I think it was like kilometer 70, somewhere around there. And I saw you, you looked like pretty good. Andreas was tired. But of course, we didn't know that you were going to catch him. Like, everyone thought, okay, Andreas got this race. He can wield the gold medal. But then in the downhill, the situation was completely opposite. So what do you think when you passed him?
In the bottom of the last uphill, it's true that I'm in the second place, and it being Andreas in front of me, they are done his progression, and passing him was a new race for because after I have to continue my with my speed and no slowly. So it was a new type of feeling for the final of the race.
Cool. So to close the chapter about competitions, maybe tell us where we can see you this year. Like, what are your goals for the 2024 season? In the summer, you mentioned the European Championship, but then we don't know about if you have any other race in the summer.
I already don't know where I will go.
Okay.
I like to plan one or two races that I will do my best in training session.
Yeah.
So for the beginning of the season, it was all go to the European Championship, and
cool.
We'll see after.
Also, one thing that stood out for me last year is that we saw you a lot of times, for example, in UTMB and in the Golden Trail Series, especially in the final, as a camera runner filming the races for the live streaming. Is that something that you enjoy? And like, just talk a little bit about that experience of being a camera runner, because personally, it's something that I've never done, and you actually don't see that many top athletes, especially like you, doing this kind of job.
Yes, we are a good team doing this this activity.
Yeah.
I like to be in this type of event, and it's a manner to participate to the event, and it's also a good opportunity to travel and seeing something different in my activities. And I don't know if I will continue this year, but it was a really, really rich experience to be
Cool.
a camera runner.
Cool. Yeah. Final question, final topic maybe of our conversation. I know that you studied, like, you focused your studies on environmental science, and you are, I think, a forest manager. So I would like to know what you do for a living besides running. And then maybe talk a little bit about what you think about the environmental impact of trail running, and what we could do to improve the situation, especially as pro athletes, because sometimes we are a little bit under pressure to travel and compete in the best races in the world because our sponsors require so. So what do you think could improve this situation?
It's not the easier question.
Of course. It's always a discussion. So I'm not expecting you to to say everything that there is to say.
Yes, I have a lot of remarks to say, but it will be a bit hard to say them in English, but I would like to try.
Of course.
And so you're true in my studies that I pass many years to study the environment and focus on forest management, especially in mountains.
Yeah.
So it's for me it's a manner to understand how all these things are functioning. So for me it's an evidence to love and protect this type of elements, and we can translate that in the mountain sport. That is a really good manner to see and appreciate the beauty of nature.
Yeah.
All that aspect help runners to protect this type of nature in their way of life, for all the activities can be nefarious for them, like consumption, travel, and energy using. So for me, it was an evidence that I have to doing my best to protect what I love, so it's enough. I'm happy to share all this. It's not really easy for me to explain all in English.
Yeah, of course. Is there any practical things, or maybe things that you've noticed in the last few years training in the mountains and having the kind of background that you have in environmental science? Besides, of course, we see the glaciers melting, global warming, and climate change. We see less and less rain and snow in the mountains, all those things. Anything else that you can point out, and that maybe we could think about when it comes to approaching an outdoor sport like trail running?
Yes, all that you say about the visual aspect of the mountains affect, like you speak about snow, ice cap, and forest. We also can see modification. But for me, the most important thing to take in look is the all concerning the living species that are the best indication of the nature hills.
Yeah.
If we see a lot of diversity in efficient surface of alpage, for example, and we can see a lot of different animals and plants, we can say with an evidence that is an healthy environment. But they are on this species that we remark the faster impact of the climate change.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck with the rest of your training for the season, and I hope to see you in Annecy and maybe somewhere else this summer.
I thank you to let me a chance of speaking in your podcast.
Of course, been a pleasure.
Maybe we will meet us in real time on a racing event.
Hopefully, thank you. Thank you so much for listening to our great interview today. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider supporting us with a rating and a review in your podcast player, or by sharing it on social media, tagging me and Vertron. We would really appreciate that. If you haven't already downloaded the Vertron app, I encourage you to do so. There, you can connect for free with our trail runners of all levels in the Vertron community in our in-app groups. You can stay in trail shape with our free workout videos and get affordable coaching for your next trail running goal for only $25 a month. Thanks again for being here today. Until next time, I'm Francesco Puppi. Thank you for listening to Running Long.